to you about your particular problems.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
We are in a recession, and no one wants to believe it, and the press won't report it, and the perfect storm is arriving. This is out of USSANews.com, a perfect storm, a massive wave of car repossessions and loan defaults to trigger automaker disaster, which is crippling the United States economy. I know that I remember back in 2008, late 7, 2008, 2009, and the curse that was brought on the country by Barack Obama. I talked a little bit about that last week. I don't want to talk about it right now, but the average interest rate on a new 60-month auto loan, according to Bankrate, as of the 16th of this month, 3 days ago, is over 6.5%. And at the beginning of the year, the rate was just a little over 3%. So it's doubled since the beginning of the year. A growing number of consumers are falling behind on their... I have to take my glasses off. I have put my glasses on again. I can't read. A growing number of consumers are falling behind on their car payments, a trend which will only accelerate. It's only going to accelerate. 2 years ago, because of the initial... the early months of COVID... People at that time were able to make their payments even up to 6 months later because of the stimulus checks. But where are the stimulus checks now when you need them? In recent months, the number of people behind on their car payments has been approaching pre-pandemic levels. And for the lowest income consumers, the rate of loan defaults is now exceeding where it was in 2019. The average monthly payment for a new car is up 26% since 2019 to $718 a month, and nearly one in six new car buyers is spending more than $1,000 a month on vehicles. The repossessions are occurring on people who could afford that $500 or $600 a month payment 2 years ago. But now everything else in their life is more expensive. Electricity, gas, natural gas to heat your home, gas to put in your vehicle, food. Jeremy Cross, who's the president of International Recovery Systems in Pennsylvania, said that he cannot find enough repo men to meet the demand or space to hold all the cars his company has been tasked with repossessing. This is a real indicator. The home repos, one thing. There are fewer people having their homes repoed. But I would say probably 20 times more individuals are having their vehicles repossessed. This is not, there is no solution to what is happening. There isn't any solution. More people are going to continue to default on their car payments because unemployment. I had talked in the last couple of weeks about the number of people in this country that are now on unemployment, and a million plus, and that's going to increase. That number will go up. And because of that, unemployment, prices, the higher prices on everything across the board, and now the interest rates have doubled in the last 10 months, and the cars that were, let's say, $30,000, add another $2,000 to that, because there was kind of a shortage of vehicles during the pandemic, the early part of the pandemic, the first 4 or 5 months. There was a shutdown in the automotive plants in this country. Imports were had slowed down. So this is a perfect storm. Over the last 2 years, vehicle prices are inflated because there are no new cars. There is no new car supply. People were still buying like crazy because they had a lot of stay-at-home cash. They weren't going out spending. They had inflated credit scores. So it was like the recipe for disaster. The number of possession companies was shrunk to by about 30%. So 30% of the repo companies went out of business. And then Cross told NBC that the lenders are paying him premiums to repossess their cars first in anticipation of a continued increase in the loan defaults and plunging prices. I'm going to finish out this segment talking about, well, I'm at the end of the segment. This is Rick Rodriguez, the program, The Present Truth. We'll be back after the break.
A soldier in Afghanistan whose neck had been deeply sliced by shrapnel had a pressure bandage applied for several hours, but no clot had formed. The pressure bandage was removed, bleed stop was applied, and within 2 minutes the bleeding had completely stopped. Bleed stop. Safe in the wound? Find bleed stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the bleed stop button at the top of the page.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the U.S., back in the U.S.S.R.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor's
I guess what I'm presenting is there's a solution to the repos. Transition. Transition out of the high prices. You're going to take a beating, sell what you have, get out of the car payment, get something used, something decent. Newer doesn't mean better. The newer vehicles, for any type of repair on these new vehicles, because of the, you break the front window, you break the window on a new vehicle that has a lot of the electronics in it, you're going to pay $1,000 to have that window replaced if you don't have insurance. And transition in the home market, people that have high interest rates on a home. If your interest rates are pretty low, try to hang on to it. But if you have high interest rate, you know, if you can find a place to live, I would suggest get out of the high payments. People that are presently working, there is a possibility that if your occupation is not one of the occupations that is a must, what is the term they use? If you are a vital business, something that, you know, the government, they have to have fuel, they have to have power, and they can pay high prices and they get priority on everything. But if you're not in one of the companies that must have employees, if you're not a vital industry, your chances of possibly being laid off are the percentages, or your percent of the possibility of you being laid off is going to be higher, percentage-wise. Now, transition. Transition out of living a high a lifestyle that you really don't need to live. And this is one thing about this culture. I worked at a company, and I'm telling you, the young girls and the young men, they had to have the best of everything, and they're 18, 19 years of age. It's a curse to begin to slip into the culture of high maintenance. I'll use that term for ladies and men. It includes you also. High maintenance. You've got to have the best. You have to have the best car. You have to look good. You have to, you can't be just. You have to have the nicest, newest Honda or Toyota, and you're going to pay a heavy price if you're young. Well, anyhow, even older people are high maintenance. Don't be a high maintenance individual, because this recession is never going to end, at least for most of the people in this country. The government employees that are necessary to keep everything going, you're going to have a job. They'll have a job. If you want to make big money, run for office, and win an election in the state, Congress or whatever, Senate, House, you'll be set for life. Maybe you'll have the money, but maybe you won't have what you want to buy. I'm going to talk now about Henry Kissinger, our old friend Henry. He came out this week and was talking about the war in Ukraine. And here's what he said. He wrote a letter. It was an open letter. And it was titled, How to Avoid Another War. It's too late. It's too late. This war, these wars have begun. They're not going to end. The United States of America is making its plans to take over the world. The other nations of the world know it, and they're trying to do whatever is possible to transition, because they're going to have to transition The U.S. is going to use the technology that we created to force the nations to yield, bend, to yield to our wishes. Here's what Henry had to say. As the world's leaders strive to end the war in which two nuclear powers contest a conventionally armed country, they should also reflect on the impact on this conflict and on long-term strategy. And on long-term strategy of incipient high technology and artificial intelligence. We just went into a new way in which to conduct war. Autonomous weapons already exist, capable of defining, assessing, and targeting their own perceived threats, and thus in a position to start their own war. Remember Terminator 3, where Skynet went active? Well, Skynet has gone active. This is what Henry is saying. And Henry knows, because he has the highest security of one of the individuals, probably that one of the top 100 individuals in this country, and maybe even the world, that has the highest security clearances in our government, most likely European government, Europe, England. Once the line into this realm is crossed, and high tech becomes standard weaponry, and computers become the principal executors of strategy. I put my glasses on. Take those off. Oh my gosh. Executors of strategy, the world will find itself in a condition for which, as yet, it has no established concept. This is Kissinger. How can leaders exercise control when computers prescribe strategic instructions on a scale and in a manner that inherently limits and threatens human input? How can civilization be preserved amid such a maelstrom of conflicting information, perceptions, and destructive capabilities? Skynet, he's saying, Skynet is active. AI is learning, and at some point, men will not make decisions. Computers will make the decisions. And remember the movie Terminator? When Skynet became active, what did Skynet do? It just began destroying everything. Is this what's going to happen? Was that kind of a prophetic insight into the time in which we exist now and live? I don't know. Now, then you have this Vladimir Zelensky. And this man just refuses to step away, to back down, because he's controlled. He's controlled by the CIA, by Pilgrim Society. Zelensky proclaimed that there are those who are urging me to sit at the negotiating table, but I don't see anything to discuss. I don't think they can produce any result. And upon making that statement, European Parliament member Florian Filippo says, Zelensky reiterates that he refuses to negotiate peace with Russia. This is complete madness and is irresponsible. Then out of Britain, the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Now this guy is double-minded. On one hand, he says he's not going to supply Ukraine with more finances or materials or troops, but then the next day he says he's going to budget so many million that will go to Ukraine. This guy has a condition. It's called he's a double-minded. Or does he just say one thing one day to, you know, placate whatever, and then the next day to placate someone else? So he said that there are fears that London might slow or stop the flow of supplies to Kiev. And the British intelligence said that key figures in Whitehall are laughing, saying that they believe that Russia has effectively run out of supplies, which is definitely not true, because presently there are more than 100 defense firms and arms manufacturers in the Sverdlovsk region in Russia's Urals, and they're working 6 days a week, and they're thinking about going to 12-hour shifts. So Russia has plenty of munitions. Russia's not going to run out. They have a supply. So then, now another thing that Zelensky, he truly is a madman, but he is definitely being told what to do. He is saying that the reconquest of Crimea has started. The reconquest of Crimea has started. Now, you think Russia has been aggressive in what it has done in Ukraine? Ukraine, there's a term for Ukraine now that the nations in Europe are using, a phrase that they're using in Europe. It is considered to be the meat grinder. Russia is destroying that country, is not attacking the nuclear power stations, just the infrastructure, the lines, transmission lines, just everything having to do with the transmission lines. But has left the nuclear plants alone. But the nuclear plants are running, they're running at full capacity, but the thing is, they have no way to get the electricity from the plant to the end, down the line, to the people of the nation. So, here Zelensky is saying that they're going to begin a war now, expand the war into Crimea, into the peninsula. He told the French that the reconquest of Crimea has supposedly already started in Ukrainians' heads, just in their heads. He said the operation itself has not yet started, but he said when it starts, you will definitely hear about it, adding that he personally believes the reconquest of Crimea has started in people's heads, and that's very important. Well, it can start in their heads, but the thing is this, when they are being just totally destroyed, eliminated, that's the only place that the reconquest of Crimea is going to be in their heads. It's not going to be in their physical bodies, because these Ukrainians are dying, and we'll talk about that in a second. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Friends, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Reasons to own gold. Number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The PE Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. A bullet that found him.
Well, Zelensky is stating that the Ukrainians already have this war in their mind. And Russia, this Crimea is Russia. They have their ports right there in that little peninsula. And they're not going to let... Russia is so... I mean, they're winning this war, but you wouldn't know it. They've ruined the infrastructure. The nation is basically black. They're calling Ukraine the meat grinder. The Russians are not going to... they will go all out. There will be no Ukraine left at all. It will not exist. American corporations already are, they're already making plans to at some point go in and rebuild Ukraine and all the areas surrounding that area. It's a big money generating, what we're watching happen. You destroy a nation and American corporations go in and rebuild it. Now, the reason I say that so far, realistically, there are 387,000 Ukrainians that have died in this battle with Ukrainians, CIA operatives, French, English, from all over the world that have gone to fight this battle, being paid handsomely, but they never get to spend it because they're dead now. 387,000, as opposed to about 10,200 Russian soldiers documented. And in Ukraine, the mothers of Ukraine are demanding that the government clarify the fate of 320,000 military personnel that are missing. And the Ukrainian secret police has refused to give them any information for the sakes of national security. No, they don't want the world to know that Ukraine is a meat grinder, that the mercenaries and military, American military forces that are they're right there on the border in Poland, these mercenaries, these men are dying, as well as anyone else in the war. Then, now, who's really profiting from all of this? Well, this is out of VOXVox.com, and this just happened recently. The Ukrainian embassy hosted a reception last week in honor of the 31st anniversary of the country's armed services. This is part of the social calendar of Washington's smart set, with hobnobbing diplomats. I have my glasses on again. Take those off. Hobnobbing diplomats, think tankers, journalists, and U.S. officials, guests, and these individuals took photos with the Ukrainian ambassador and the Joint Chiefs of Staff from this country, Mark Milley. Who was there? Who was invited? Who was on the invitation? Northrop Grumman, the contractors, Raytheon, Pratt & Whitney, Lockheed Martin. This was on the invitation as the event's sponsors. And request the pleasure of your company. We request the pleasure of your company. The author says that it was so bizarre that they would put this on the invitation. The fact is that they don't feel sheepish about it is what is even more interesting. So, the contractors, I have a picture of the invitation, really nice. And here, these corporations have been invited. And I promise you, they will be there. The U.S. military, the Ukraine contractors, they have a strong relationship. America's allies and partners around the world so far have bought $50 billion worth of weapons from the U.S. last year. The invitation is a clear expression of how the war in Ukraine has been good for business. As Ukraine fights a defensive war against Russia, Russia's brutal invasion, which is not true. It is brutal, but it's not an invasion. Russia is just protecting the people of Russia from American aggression, from American invasion, invasion of the NATO, America's war machine in Europe, which is the NATO nations. These are the nations, or these nations in NATO. This is the hand, America's hand in that area, along with all of the European nations that receive great grants, great finances from this country. The Ukraine has been good for business. Ukrainians in Washington have been pushing for the U.S. to send Ukraine even more weapons. So far, the Biden administration has committed a substantial $19.3 billion of military assistance since February. That's just to the date. You watch what they're going to give them next year. A senior official from the Ukrainian embassy in Washington confirmed that the company's logos appeared on the invitation but declined to speak on record. Betty won't speak on record. And the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense, which did not immediately respond either. Lockheed, the officials declined to comment. Raytheon also declined to comment. Emails to Northrop Grumman and Pratt & Whitney were not returned. Then the stock prices of Northrop Grumman and most of these others too, on the average, their stock increased at an average of 38% in the last year. So remember I had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, and I've mentioned in the past, that I'm going to hold that thought. I'm going to get into that when we get back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Riley here from Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We would like to invite you down to our small town store for all your holiday shopping. We have new and used saddles, horse tack, clothing, accessories, and more. We also offer gift certificates. We're located at 1003 Ash Street in Gilcrest, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. You can call us at 303-772-7821 or visit us online at saddleupcolorado.net.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Okay, with my last thought. Now, I had mentioned that in the book of Joel, it said that in the final years and decade and possibly the half a century before Christ's return, the world would go into a thinking of building weapons more than the way it phrased it in Joel is they would take the plowshares and beat them into weapons of war. So whatever you're going to spend in your budget annually for manufacturing tractors and things to grow crops, you will take the industries and they will be put to work manufacturing weapons. And also the industry would be geared around war. And this is exactly what is happening. These companies, these contractors are spending a big portion. I forget what the, how many billions? 91, no, no, 9 point something billion to for weapons. And their profit is up. The stockholders, the stocks are up by 36%. This is incredible. The New York Times is also, so there we are at the end of the world. The nations are using a big percentage of their budgets to buy weapons. The United States, these companies are building weapons like crazy, and these weapons are being sent all over the world, not just Ukraine. Now, out of the New York Times also, military spending surges, creating new boom for arms makers. Ukraine is just one place where the sales are going. And China is also increased their weapons buildup or manufacturing. Russia, naturally. And who's buying these weapons out of China? Nations in the Middle East, nations in South Africa still, or in Africa. The Lockheed Martin F-35, $950 million on just missile defense orders. That's just for missile defense. And because of growing military threats from China and Russia, the support, and there's a surge for Pentagon spending, another potential boom for weapons makers, will continue way beyond the war in Ukraine. Remember, George Bush Jr. at the turn of the century said that we are preparing for the new 100-year war. It is happening. We are in the process of these wars that are going to just continue. And the Pentagon budget is going to grow 4.3% and has grown that much over the last 2 years. It's probably going to be up around 5% in the next year or two to come. And I sit and I look at what is happening with the American media not really showing, telling the American people how devastating the Ukrainian war is, telling the American citizens that Ukraine is, they are doing well, they are advancing, the Russians are retreating, the Russians are suffering high casualties, they're spending, they can't produce enough weapons. Their weapons are in short supply, and which is not true. It's just the opposite. Vladimir Putin, I've been watching. There are a couple of meetings that he should have been at that he wasn't at. He's now going to be at the Minsk meetings with, I forget who the nations are that will be there. But last week he missed one big important gathering of I forget which, who he was meeting with. I do think that he may be ill. I'm not sure, but I keep watching Vladimir Putin and I keep watching what Russia is doing. They are really doing well in that battle. They are continuing to do well. The ruble continues to go up. The strategy to bring in more nations into the BRICS nation trading group of nations is continuing to go well. The United States doesn't like it. The nations in the Middle East are using the Chinese currency, and rather than using the petrodollar, China is trading, India is trading, the other nations are trading more with Russia, not using U.S. currency. This is really disturbing to the leaders of the New World Order. They're panicking to some degree. Not totally, but to some degree, there is panic. Because without these nations being tied into the petrodollar system, which will eventually morph into the digital currency, there's no control by the United States or by the West. We'll be back to finish out in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Folks, Larry Elder here. What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market? A portfolio where you'll know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your monthly income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Just contact my friends at YRefi. You can visit them, I have, and take it from me, the great Durski. They're trustworthy, honest, due diligence approved, and you can earn a fixed rate of return of up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 855-316-3087. Click on investyrefi.com or call 855-316-3087. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
As Kissinger has just revealed, that once the computers take over the wars, Skynet, and it's going to happen. It will happen. The nation that doesn't use Skynet will be foolish. That nation will not exist in the near future. Skynet. Kissinger, by him revealing this in this letter, this open letter that he wrote last week, is telling the world that the coming wars are going to be fought by AI, by Skynet. And we can't get away from it. It's coming. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13, that whole chapter talks about a digital world, not just in commerce, but in worship, in war. It's talking about a digital system. and the wars will be fought by AI. We are at that edge, and as we move forward into the future, more and more, the military commanders, the generals in the Pentagon are going to rely more on the computers than on common sense. Eventually, we will, America, and we in America, there's an individual. I remember I was telling you last week that there are these estates, estate 1, 2, 3, 4, and the fifth estate. The fourth estate was control of media, all of print, any way to communicate, all of the outlets, media, whether it be radio, television, you know, social media, all of it. That's the fourth estate. The fifth estate was going to be technology. And technology is something that is a beast that cannot be controlled. It can be used for either good or evil. And because of the heart of man and the nature of man, it will be used for evil. It will be used, this type of technology, to cause famines, to keep the nations at war with one another, to continue to use technology to develop new types of viruses, plagues, to continue to create new chimeras, and to find ways to change the DNA of every man, woman, and child in the world. That is in the Bible. That is in the Bible in Revelation chapter 7. There has to be, and there will be, pure DNA of the children of Israel out of each of the 12 tribes, excluding the tribe of Dan. There will be a way to find the Jewish people, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes, that have pure, uncontaminated DNA. There will be people in the nations that will not have contaminated DNA. So it is possible, and the weapons of choice presently are changing the DNA of individuals and bringing about a transhumanism world. We'll be back tomorrow to continue The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful Christmas week. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy every day. We'll be right back. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GotsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.